Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Oh, this is
she
sad.
She took Lisa's spot.
Well, I didn't do it nearly as
we
well.
We traded in one for another. So welcome back, Kath, to the podcast.
Hey.
And Lisa, we'll see you again soon.
We will.
She's coming back.
We'll see you again.
But currently she's out and Kath's in. So guys,
hey,
hello.
Kay.
Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast. And let's see, what do I say first? This one is on YouTube. Hello,
oh.
YouTube. If you want double the episodes, you have to join our Patreon. Link is in the description. We have double the episodes. There's 20 episodes of this season there. You're only getting 10 on YouTube. So if you love the podcast so much, you got to check out our Patreon. There's actually more than just that. There's a lot of stuff on there. Too much to list, TBH. Yeah. And the last episode that we did was New Year's resolutions and how to fall in love this year.
That was pretty wild.
And coming up, how we deal with depression and anxiety.
Mm.
Oof. It's going to be a deep, helpful
deep one.
So sign up for our Patreon, link in the description. Check that out. All right. So
Before we start, everyone pause. Well, don't pause. Whatever. Scroll down and comment, welcome back, Kathy. Just
thanks.
Do it. Just do it.
Oh, and then nice while you're there, why don't you just subscribe?
I thought Amy was going to go. Have you guys seen that TikTok? Holy Spirit,
no.
Activate.
You thought she was going to do that?
Holy Spirit,
yeah,
activate.
We were just
talking about
that.
Amy was like, pause.
No.
Holy Spirit.
No.
Everyone got to say hi to Kath, you know?
Actually, I was going to say we need to address the elephant in the room. Yes, Laura and I are wearing the same shirt.
Oh, I forgot.
No, we did not plan this.
And yes, Christina does white loads and I don't. That's why hers looks better.
This is what happens if you separate your whites from your colors.
Do you use bleach in it?
The wash.
I
just
never use bleach.
Normal wash, but whites?
I just avoid the dark colors.
Okay. That is too far. Sorry.
Yeah.
I got to learn how to do it.
I thought it was pointless and then I learned it's not. Okay, so let's start with my least favorite segment. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Why did you hate it?
I don't know. I just think it's boring.
Yeah.
Okay, you.
Okay, guys.
But Lisa's like, no, we have to do it.
It's
we can
fun.
Skip it
okay, Rats?
No,
just say it.
Okay, go.
I had actually in a shocking turn of events, I had a piece of quiche from Publix.
Wow.
What's Publix?
The grocery store.
I'm just representing the people that
we didn't know in
California. Don't know what
it
is.
Publix is a grocery store.
Because Publix sounds like it's like the DMV or something. I don't know.
It
sounds
does?
Like
a lot of people don't know what that
public
is either.
Public service.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
I just had two eggs. Not really enough for breakfast, TBH.
Mm. Interesting.
It happens to the best of us.
Okay, I had one piece, which what isn't my norm of French toast made with sourdough. Again, not my norm, but it actually turned out so good.
French toast.
Sourdough.
It was really, really good.
Sourdough French toast. Is that seems weird because it's like sour.
It wasn't sour at all. It just turned out really good. I was shocked. It was shocking.
Toasted?
I guess the stuff would kind of cover the sour.
Yeah, it wasn't sour at all.
That's so interesting. Maybe when you cook it.
So good.
I had, I'm obsessed with these. Who am I? I used to hate yogurt. It's like these yogurt
love
drinks.
Yogurt.
Do you remember when you were a
kid?
Oh, no. Do you remember when a kid has Danimals yogurt drinks? Honestly, it's just like a smoothie.
No.
It tastes like a creamy smoothie.
It's a little different.
Strawberry banana Chobani yogurt drinks. It has 10 grams of protein and 5 strains of probiotics. So get one at the store. That's my dad for it. They're really good.
Nice.
And I literally have them like every day. They're so good. And then oatmeal. Two packets of instant
oatmeal.
I think I had brown sugar maple. I only eat instant oatmeal. I hate oatmeal made from actual scratch.
No, it's good.
It's so gross.
Wait, I feel like it's better.
It's only good when you make it instant. No, no.
I used to love oatmeal.
Wait,
I
know
really
what
did.
Kind of oatmeal is really good? I know this might sound kind of weird, but when you're cooking it, okay, you cook it with some kind of milk. So I'd like almond milk. You heat up the milk. Then you put in peanut butter to the milk and it heats
okay,
up.
Okay, okay.
Then you put the
I've
oats
done
in.
That and that's good.
And then I put strawberries on top.
But that's too much work.
Strawberry
and
peanut butter?
I'm telling you, it was so, I can't, and then
okay.
sugar. It is so good. I can't even explain how
good
it
know
is.
About
like
that.
So good. I should make it one time.
I don't know. I got time for that.
Not that
days.
I make breakfast for any of you people ever. Okay, so.
Okay, you guys know how dress clothing for women can be very like tight, restrictive, uncomfortable, aka why I don't ever wear it. But then you're like, what am I supposed to wear? Mm-hmm. Leggings everywhere? And then sometimes they don't look nice enough.
Yeah.
Well, we have an amazing solution to that, which is our sponsor today,
Beta Brand.
Woo!
Yeah.
So we all got pants from Beta Brand, and basically what they do is they make dress pant yoga pants. So
Who knew that such a thing existed?
I know. If you basically want to look put together, nice, but you don't want to be tortured, this is something that you will love. They are very comfy, very high quality. I was very, very pleased with mine when I got them. Lauren was raving about hers as well. She got a very unique one, which I knew she was going to get. She got like a checkered one. What do you call it?
They're like plaid. Guys, that is in now. Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to wear plaid pants, but you are.
I will. I got the.
It is cute.
The straight leg, 7-pocket dress pant, yoga pants, black and white, Glen plaid. And I got the extra long ones.
You did?
And they were really long. Like, but I like them long. Like, you know, that's like a trend.
Tell them how tall you are.
I'm 5'7".
For reference.
So, like, usually, like, long pants just, like, fit pretty normally for me. But these are, like, if you're tall, like, these will definitely fit. So they're a little bit, like, they, like, crinkle at the bottom, which I like, so.
Which one? Okay, Amy and Kath and I got the exact same one.
Yeah, we all got the Journey pant.
In black.
Very excited.
Which I knew someone was going to get the same one.
They look, like, very versatile. I feel like they could go with a lot of different, like, styles of outfits. That's why I got them.
Yeah, I wanted same. Okay, every time I go somewhere nice like church, then I want to wear like a long sweater, whatever, and then I always end up wearing it with my leggings, and I always think this doesn't quite feel put together enough, but I don't know what else I'm going to wear. I'm just not going to torture myself. So I specifically got mine for that purpose, so I can actually look a little more put together but not tortured. Which one? You got a unique one.
What? No. I mean,
compared to the rest of
us. I wanted to get one of the crazier colors, but unfortunately they weren't in stock. But I got the dress pant, yoga pant, boot cut in black, like flares.
Ooh.
Flares.
No one else got a boot cut?
I was going to get one.
Mine was straight leg, yeah.
I almost got one. I kind of regret it. I think I need to get one of those.
Yeah.
You know, I will say it was kind of a profound moment for me when I put them on because I was like, this is so comfortable. And all the pants I wear are not. And they're it's not. Like, why do we torture ourselves all day?
Why do people not
need to be tortured?
We deserve, I think people are realizing the pandemic.
We deserve
comfort.
Comfort. Especially if it's like a daily thing you're wearing.
Yeah.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve it.
And some details I want to mention is pockets. Machine washable yoga denim.
Ooh,
have you ever heard of that before? I want to try that too. I want to try flares and I want to try
yoga denim.
Yoga denim. Yes. Because that's intriguing to me.
Love that.
Right now, you guys can get 30% off your Beta Brand order when you go to betabrand.com/Cimarelli. Beta Brand is BETABRAND. And of course, Cimarelli, CIMORELLI. You guys better know that. But you know what? It's hard to spell, so maybe you don't know. Apparently, women are buying 5 pairs of these. I mean, you know, the pants work, you work them hard.
100%.
Yeah. You get them in every color.
Oh,
so if
yeah.
you want to be put together but not tortured, you want to be
comfortable.
Comfy. Go to betabrand, BETABrand.com/Cimarelli. 30% off your order for a limited time. Make sure to use our special URL, which is in the description. Click the link, 30% off. Things do sell out fast. So if you see something, you gotta snag
get on it.
At least
gotta
you wanna get those fun colors, but gone. So, wow. See, you like it.
Gotta get it.
You want it. You got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beta Brand, for sponsoring. Go check it out, you guys. Link in the description. Let's go to our 4 perspectives.
Our 4 pops.
So today, we're going to share our 4 perspectives. Oh my gosh, I didn't even tell you what the topic of the day is before. I'm supposed to tell you that first. Guys, the topic that we're going to discuss today, later on, the main topic is subtle red flags in friendships.
Oof.
I know this is a really popular topic because the other day, I saw it was a really big search. Toxic friends was a really big search. And I know that's just really common to deal with toxic friends. So we'll get to it later. That's coming up. But for now, we're going to share our 4 perspectives. What's your number one dating deal breaker?
Now, okay.
This is really hard, actually.
Is this this is not like a red flag thing. This is like a different thing, right?
Deal breaker. Okay, so I said it can't be, someone who believes nothing even close to what I believe, and I hate everything about them, and we never will get along. Because that's like, duh, you're not going to date in the first
place.
She's saying
don't be Captain Obvious.
Okay, wait, are you
saying? Assume you actually connect this person on some level, but then it's like, ooh, that thing just happened. Deal breaker. That's my number one deal breaker. Okay, listen, don't let the number one scare you. Just like a high up there deal breaker.
But is it a red flag too or not?
I don't know. It could not be. Someone who's like vegan might be like someone who is obsessed with meat is my, that's my number one deal breaker. And that might be a red flag to them, but I don't think that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I mean, it's your own personal deal breaker.
Your own personal boss.
Not everyone has the same deal breakers.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's starting?
My deal breaker.
I'm so interested.
If you can't take a joke, I literally can't speak to you if you can't take a joke. You be the best person, nice person, but if I'm like, haha, joke, and you're like, what do you mean? Like, I literally can't do
it. Have you met a lot of guys who couldn't take a joke?
Yes. And they're so sensitive, like, oh, what the heck? And I'm like, it is a joke. It's a joke.
Wow.
I can't do it.
I haven't encountered that much.
It drives me crazy. I'm like, I can't speak. I can't talk.
Sounds like a toxic person, TBH.
Maybe.
Just saying. Okay, what do you guys think?
I don't really, I'm trying to think of how to condense this, but basically my red flag is one particular person I'm thinking of that I dated. Oh, red, or deal breaker is basically mean, like rude, harsh, makes you want to cry every time you go
too
on a date
harsh.
With them. Yeah. Like,
which is confusing, because like, why are you dating them?
Because you kept thinking that, I don't know, like, okay, it's like, it's not like the whole time you're with them they're mean. Like,
oh, okay.
Sometimes they're really, it's
but
good.
They have moments where they're so harsh and you're like, okay, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, I think in my mind, this person, it was like, I built them up to be the perfect man from far away. And then when we actually hung out, I was almost in tears every time because he was like, but why do you think that? Why? And just like, so like mean about,
demanding.
And just combative and harsh, and everything had to be an argument. And I was literally like, okay, this time we're gonna go on a date again and I'm gonna avoid all the topics that are too serious so that I won't get upset.
Oh my God.
And he still made me wanna cry. So it's like, yeah, I would just say like really harsh and like, blunt, but like, I don't know, my husband's blunt, but not in like a mean way. So it's like, just that, you know what I mean? That type of person is just very like a sword just like stabbing you.
But it's interesting that this guy ended up realizing that marriage wasn't, no, relationships.
Let's not get
romantic relationships weren't for him at all. So, interesting.
It happens.
Interesting.
He may have entered the priesthood.
Yeah.
That may have happened. So.
We'll see.
So, and God bless his soul. He is God a very bless. Nice man now. But not when we were in our 20s.
It happens.
Well, I'm still in my 20s.
You want to say, would you say yours?
No.
Number one deal breaker.
Here's the thing. I feel like there's two that I'm thinking of.
Just
that
tell
I just,
us one.
They give
Come
me,
on.
I feel bad.
What? Why do you feel
kind
bad,
of the opposite
Amy?
Of Lauren
just
is
tell us one.
Someone that makes fun of me too much.
Yes.
I can't deal with that.
You mean people
like,
go,
you're
going to
make me
that?
Cry.
Oh,
TBH.
My
these
God.
These are all red flags.
Like, your gut. Lauren never does that. You don't go like, oh, what was that? That?
Here, side note, don't do that. If you do that, just stop.
I like
just
it
don't
when,
do
okay,
it.
Wait, I
no.
think I think sometimes when people do it, it's kind of playful, and then sometimes when they do it, it's really annoying.
There's very few types of people that can say
that can
and
pull
it's
it
not
off annoying.
I would say
really
that
annoying.
Is pulled off about 15% of the time.
Yeah.
Okay,
if
I
that,
agree with that.
Most of the time it's bitter and judgmental.
Okay, annoying people are drawn to doing that, but not all people do that are annoying. I have to say, some people are just like playful, but not.
No, I don't like it. Like, if you make fun of me, I can't be around you. I'm sorry.
No offense,
I already get it from her all day, so it's
people
like,
that make fun of Amy, that's a special brand of evil.
Yeah, because like,
it is a red flag.
It is.
Amy's literally the like the nicest
Thank
person.
You.
So it's like, wait, why are
people
you
that make fun
that?
Of her? I'm like, you're threatened.
Yeah,
you're threatened by a good time.
I will start crying. I will literally start crying, and I can't. That,
Unless
we can't
they do it
do
out
that.
Of love. Some people do it out of
there's
love.
There's a way. There's like roasting, and then there's like making fun of. There's like a distinction.
Like trying to make themselves feel like. Kind of like in control in a weird way.
Yes.
Like you're down a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Or if you point out something I said was incorrect in an annoying way, I can't be around.
Oh,
you.
I probably do that to you a lot though.
Yeah. But actually, no offense, I don't really say that many incorrect things. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and if you point out my typos, we're done because.
Okay.
That's just, anyway,
okay.
The other thing,
okay.
The last one, it's the short one.
You got a lot of different
things. I do. Because I just get so annoyed. And this one I feel bad for, so I am sorry. But guys that are too into artistic things or...
Okay, this is a lot of deal breakers.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
that's,
so
those
okay.
are the top
wow.
ones. I just can't do with
Amy's
it.
Amy's future husband is like, I hate painting. I hate music.
Yeah.
I hate joy.
No, you can enjoy them, but like,
no,
I don't know.
She's too into.
Yeah.
So you go on a guy who's like wearing a beret sitting there going...
Yes.
Like it's his personality.
Yeah.
Personality. Okay. So speaking of what did you say? Typos? I think I told this before, but you guys probably all don't know this. Okay, so Nick has impeccable grammar and spelling for the most part. Like, impeccable.
That's
way better
husband.
Than me, but
I always feel like I need to explain this to people that don't know. I always feel like there's this one person who stumbled across this podcast and doesn't know us. That's her
what?
Husband. Oh. I was just telling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just telling the
But
masses.
There's just one thing. In the beginning, he kept saying, definitely. Instead of definitely, not saying, like, typing. So then I let it go for probably 4 months, 3 months. I remember because it was after we moved to Malibu, so that was several months later.
And that was before phones did spell check. I feel like phones do spell check now.
Yeah.
So
they
then
didn't do it back then.
After a while, I just had to say, Nick, I'm really sorry, but it's definitely. It's not definitely.
That's a deal breaker?
I had to say. No, it wasn't deal breaker. I just had to point that out. I just want to tell that story.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
Just a random story. But yeah, I pointed it out and he was like, oh, whatever. And then he always spells it right now. But it was surprising because he has such great grammar and spelling. I think he wanted to know he was spelling wrong because he cares about grammar.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it in an annoying way. But anyway, so mine, it was hard to figure out how to word it. Mine is when a guy can't, I don't know how to say this right, like talk about deeper or like emotional things. He's so triggered by everything and then like can't acknowledge things. Like couldn't acknowledge that he was like upset or couldn't acknowledge that, or like trying to talk about something deep and he just can't do it. So he wants to avoid a bunch of these things.
Like very uncomfortable about emotions and depth.
And I understand that these things can be uncomfortable, but that doesn't mean you like can't talk about any of them ever.
Mm. Yeah.
They just need to find someone else who's kind of shallow.
Because you love to talk about those things.
Yes. So I wanted to find someone who could talk to me on that level of depth.
Yes.
If not, deal breaker.
Yeah, I feel that.
I relate to that a lot.
That was good.
I don't exactly. I'm a chill guy.
I don't exactly.
I get scared.
What? But we talk about deep stuff all the time and
you
join in.
To talk about deep stuff.
I do, but I'm saying in relationships.
Oh, if he's talking about shallow stuff a while, you're like, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm like, we're chilling. We're just vibing, you know?
Well, I agree in the beginning, but then after a while, I'm like,
oh, yeah. After a while, you got to be able to get into it.
Actually, not that long, but I'm like, can we start talking about like something deeper?
Okay, I always had to reel it back in relationships. I would go too deep and be like, oh, too deep, too soon, gotta reel it back.
Mm. Yeah, there's the balance. Okay,
gotta have boundaries.
Number one dating deal breakers. There you go. Let's go to our main topic, toxic friends.
I wrote some notes for this.
Red flags in relationships.
And
I think
guys,
you made this
listen,
one up, right?
Yes, I made this up. It's subtle red flags, not really obvious things like my bully
your
to tears every
you
day.
In the face. Okay, that's really obvious. I hope that's obvious to you.
Yes, that,
I don't
that's
know
maybe
that's
not
that.
Super obvious to everyone.
Actually,
like,
I've realized a lot of things that are red flags aren't obvious to people.
Yeah.
Like they actually just think, oh, this is okay, and then they later they realize that was so not okay.
Yeah.
So what is subtle? A little confusing.
Oh,
I have a great
I
one
know.
To start us off.
You go, Kathy.
Okay, I can't really think.
She
of
came
one.
With notes.
Yeah, I wrote notes. Passive aggressive texting.
No,
ooh,
man.
That's the first
what does
one.
That mean?
Okay, so this is
so annoying.
I always feel like I'm crazy because I've had several of these friends. Tell me
this
if you guys
true.
Relate to this. Certain people, they have a pattern in their texting style. So some people just never put punctuation. They never do exclamation points. They never do emojis. And that's just their style. So you know if you're talking to them, they're not mad at you. That's just how they
like
type.
Like our mom.
Yeah, like our mom.
Okay.
She looks so mad. So some people just type like, okay, I hate everything. But you know they don't actually hate everything because that's just how they type. But some people... Mm-hmm, you know who you are. They love to do like they regularly do exclamations, smileys, like all this like peppy stuff. And then when they're mad at you, they just go okay, and they change their texting style.
Yeah, no.
To like tell you that they're mad in a non-direct way.
Because okay does not mean I'm mad. That means okay.
Like suddenly they're like, oh yeah, how are you? Exclamation mark. And suddenly they're just like, yeah, that's fine. No punctuation or something, and you're
bro.
You mad? And I've literally said to people, are you okay? Are you upset? I'll literally text them that, or I'll call them and be like, hey, I got your text. Were you mad? And they're like, oh no, fine. I'm fine. No, you're just reading it wrong. I was fine. No, you were not fine. I know your texting style. I know your texting style is different, and you just changed it after like a bunch in a row. So that is
because you found this in friendships that you had this problem that later on you ended up either having a conversation about yes, they were upset, or you didn't end up being close friends because it didn't work.
Like it's not that's not just the only problem. That is one of many.
But that was a real sign that even though they denied it, you found later on through experience that it was real. Because Kevin often will say like this is actually more in the past. She'd be like, this person just said this. Doesn't this sound like they're mad, or am I crazy? And be like, yeah, it does. She's like, but they said they weren't mad. Like, yeah. We would talk about this
then
a lot.
Then you try to call them out, and then they gaslight you. So anyway, that always happened to me.
Weird. But, so, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to express anger. But
yeah, it is.
Doesn't really work.
But if I call you out on your anger, you got to tell me that you are angry. Don't be like, I'm not angry, because then you're just making me feel crazy.
So that's a good subtle one.
Okay, I have another one. When someone, every time you hang out and talk, pretty much, they just talk about themselves, their life, blah, 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 forever. And then they maybe ask you, like, one question, like, so how are you? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm good, blah, blah, blah. And like, cool, anyway, so blah, blah, blah. Like, they only talk about themselves and not you. It's not necessarily like, oh, they're being mean or horrible person, this or that. But I think that is a subtle red flag, because it's like they don't really care about, like, involving you, in the relationship. They're like, listen to me. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, they're like using you, but to listen the whole time. I would add that if you call them out on it, like, they might change it. Because I actually had that happen with one of my friends, and I told her, I was like, hey, just so you know, like, I was having a really hard day, and then you called me, and like, you only talked about yourself for like 45 minutes, but I really wanted to tell you what was going on with me, and I was kind of sad that you never asked. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she said it did make her feel bad, but then she like, because she was like embarrassed, but then she realized, and then she really made that change and has not done
that.
But
is that what she always did every time you hung out?
Not every time, but like a lot of the times.
Because some people literally, they just blah, blah, blah forever about themselves.
Yeah. So if you talk to them about it, have an honest conversation, and they don't do anything, then...
If they don't do anything, some people just want an audience.
That's true, because some people, you might not realize they're just like a talkative person.
Yeah, I'm very much like that on accident, so then I just learned to ask them first how they're doing, and then jump into myself.
But you also don't want to do that and make it feel like that you're not, I'm not saying you do this. I'm saying you don't want to do that and make it feel like you're just getting it out of the way. Like,
no, you have to genuinely listen.
Okay, so here's about me.
But like, that way you make sure that you do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying you do that. I'm just saying I've seen people do that where you feel like they're just asking you, but they don't actually care.
Good point.
I would say pay attention to how you feel when you leave hanging out with them.
I literally wrote that in my notes, too.
Yeah, it's like, do you feel anxious when you leave hanging out with them? Do you feel... like exhausted when you leave hanging out with them? Do you feel relieved when you leave hanging out with them?
Oof, that's not a
good
sign.
That's a really good point.
Those are not good signs. You should feel like happy or like
uplifted,
content,
energized,
uplifted. Yeah.
Inspired.
Yeah.
That kind of goes with mine, which is, I don't know, is this a subtle red flag? Well, I think so, maybe. Well, it's even, I guess maybe it is a little, it's kind of even hard to think about, but like they are on like a lower level than you want to be, like with what they talk about, like the level of things. I don't know if I'm explaining that well. Like, I just thinking of this one girl that I went to coffee with a long time ago, a couple years, when we came to Nashville at some point, and she was talking about how she really wanted to release a song or something, and I was like, oh, you do? Well, and then I started, of course, launching into, okay, well, are you recording it? Where are you going to record it? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do artwork? How are you going to do this? How are you going to promote it? Blah, blah, blah. You could do this, you do that, but start talking about plans and stuff, because I was like, oh, that's really cool that that's what you want to do. But then she didn't really, she was like, oh, and didn't really want to talk about it further than that, but she kept saying that she wanted to do it, but then when we would talk about details, she didn't want to talk about the details at all. And then we would talk about just things in her life, and I always like to talk to people about like things in her life, and then like we both talk about like how we could improve things. But every time she would mention something, I'd be like, oh, well, you could try this or whatever. She would just be like, So she was in a different like level than what I wanted to be at in my life, if that makes sense. It's like if someone's like, oh, I hate working at this place. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I hate working at where I work too. And then you're both just like, yeah. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, oh, well, what are some other options? What are other things you like to do? Like, I had this other friend, and she was talking about how she wanted to own her own dance studio. And we talked about it a lot. And then, like, a year and a half later, she owned her own dance studio, and it's still going on right now and thriving, doing really well, which was really cool because we would talk about it, her plans and stuff. So the other girl, it doesn't necessarily mean she's like a bad person or something. I think she was just like at a different stage of life. I don't know if she ever went up to a different stage, but that's not the stage that I wanted to be at. So for me, it was like, if I'm around people who are kind of like dragging me down in a way, I mean, that really does happen. If you're around people who just don't really have kind of the same goals as you, That thing that's like, you're the, what is it?
You're the sum of your five closest friends.
Okay, I think that thing is pretty true. Mm-hmm. From what I've experienced, if you're around people who are like really thinking big, you do think bigger. And you're around people who think really small, you tend to think smaller.
Yeah, and it is really draining to be in conversations all the time where you're just talking about other people or things that are like not good in your life or their life, and it's just kind of like, yeah,
like more negative,
like negative, yeah.
And it's kind of feel subtle because it could be like, oh, we're just talking about whatever, but then it's like, I think it's kind of a red flag that it's not going to be a like life-giving friendship.
Yeah.
It's not like they're a bad person. It's just like,
it's just like that's what where they are and what they like to like talk about and do.
Yeah, and I was going to add to what Christina said. I thought you were going to say this when you began, but then I realized you had a different direction. But I was just going to say people that in general just gossip, and that's all they really do, is talk about other people, because it's really sad. I mean, I feel like gossiping is like you feel like you don't have anything to say about your own life, so you just want to talk about other people's lives. And that, and I mean, I've been there before, so it's really sad, and that's not a positive way to be a friend. It doesn't mean that you can't talk about people that you know or like things that have happened that involve you,
but like all you do
is talk about other people, and then if people ask you about your own life, you don't want to talk about it. That can be really not a good sign.
And especially if it's like you're talking about drama, like, oh my gosh, did you hear this
person? Oh yeah, the drama,
this happened, oh my gosh, yeah, she's so annoying, blah blah blah, whatever. That is just so toxic. I feel like it's hard, okay, it's hard not to talk about anyone at all, period, especially because I like to talk about everything anyone does ever. Psychologically, I'm like, oh, I wonder if she did that because of this. You know, this thing is like this, and her personality was like this, and then she did this thing, which was this, whatever. But I don't want it to be like, oh, like insulting people behind their backs.
Yeah, it just does not feel good. Yeah, they say like if you just talk about someone as if they were in the room, don't say anything you wouldn't be comfortable saying to their face.
Also, that's a really good rule because you don't ever know what's going to get back to them.
I feel like her childhood trauma can trigger this. I wouldn't necessarily say that.
But also, it's like you never know what's going to get back to them.
I like to learn from other people's.
I pretend that they're in the room, and I sometimes don't meet that standard because that's a pretty high standard to meet.
It is a good thing to
but just
try
think
for.
Of it. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I do think that. I'm like, if they hear that I said this, will I be willing to back this up? Who has another red flag?
I don't know. This is not subtle to me, but I think it probably is to other people. If you notice a pattern with someone where they're like, oh, my friend, love them, they're great. And then they're like, I hate them, they're the worst person ever. Ooh. We're not friends anymore. And like, there are certain people where it's like, it always seems like, oh, they have this friend and they love them and they're great. And then suddenly it's like, I hate them, they're the worst person ever. It's like,
yikes.
How do you go from being friends to like hating people so much? Like, because I hear that and I think like, okay,
that's
so just
point.
Because we're friends right now, you would not hesitate to like roast me behind my back later because you're literally doing this to all your other friends.
Yeah, that's definitely a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I guess that also goes with like people who talk badly about their friends behind their backs to you. If they're talking badly about other people, they're talking badly about you to other people.
Yeah.
Like, or if they're not, they would if you did something.
I feel
like
it feels like you're bonding in the moment. You're like, oh, we're both talking about this person. And you think, oh, no, they wouldn't talk about me this way because we're both talking about this person. But that is so not true. They totally would talk about you.
I'm like, all right, so you would say many things about me. Cool.
Yeah,
that's
that ain't
I
a good
think.
Sign at all.
Yeah, I would say people that are hypercritical. That is a subtle red flag that we don't necessarily notice, but it just chips away at
it. Like about what stuff do you think?
Anything. It's like you're wearing off. They're like, oh, that shirt. You wear your hair different way.
I would
notice
that.
Your hair. Oh, you want to watch a certain movie? Oh, that's dumb.
I guess some people tolerate a lot of that.
A lot of people tolerate a lot of it.
Even one comment like that, I'd be like, excuse me? But people do tolerate a lot of that.
I tolerated a lot of that in my friendships. People literally said things like that to me.
Which I'm like, how do you? But I think most people do. So that is something to remind you guys. That is definitely not right.
Not right.
Because they're like, because then when you call them out on it, that was a note that I made. Then they're just like, oh, just joking. Like,
yeah, because people.
I wasn't being serious.
People can also say rude comments as a joke. Like.
Yes,
like I witnessed this one time with my friend. Like I met her other friends, and they were like, she was wearing like sweatpants or something, and they were wearing like more like dressed up clothes, or not like dressed up, but like jeans and whatever. And they're like, wow, you look so comfortable. I wish I could dress like that.
What?
Like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But it's like, that's rude. Like, you're saying, like, you look ugly. I wish I had the confidence to do that.
Telling someone they look comfortable is an insult? Because people have told me that a lot.
No.
Okay. It depends on the person.
Because I was wondering, I was like, wait, people tell me that look comfortable. If I'm wearing, like, jeans are squeezing me, and I see someone wearing, like, not that, I'm like, oh, you look so comfortable. Wish I was you.
If they're wearing, like, a soft outfit.
But I've never said that to someone because I feel like it's weird. But
I feel like I never think people look comfortable, except for when Amy is wearing the blanket that I gave her.
Well, sometimes someone's wearing, like, really cozy outfit, and they're wearing, like, sweats, and you're like,
oh. That's true.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll just feel someone's sweater and be like, oh, it's really soft. I want to wear that.
It's different.
Is that weird?
That's a different one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, what other subtle
also, I want to say that I feel like, do you guys feel like, okay, this is very off topic, but do you feel like we talk differently with each other than we would with a friend? Because I feel like I will just blow off steam with you guys and be like ranting about stuff and sound like a very rude person. And then, but I would never say that to my friends. You know what I mean? Like, I think of you guys as an extension of my brain. So it's like, I could tell you something that I wouldn't tell another friend, like in confidence or something, because I'm like, oh, they would never tell. Not that I tell. If someone tells me not to tell, I'm not going to tell. I'm like pretty good about keeping secrets. But I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's different with your sisters. You guys relate to that?
Yes. Some friends I talk the same way, where I'm like, this sounds really rude, but just here's how I feel.
I just feel like I'll be like to you guys, that's the worst person ever. But then I'm like, okay, I know I'm being dramatic. They understand. They don't think I'm actually
that. Well, you don't actually say anything like that, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I blow off steam sometimes when I'm mad. But I don't actually think that. I'm just in a mood. I think my problem
is I talk about people's childhood trauma way too much. Not because I'm trying to gossip about them. Just because I'm so analytical.
Well, I feel like
to analyze them. But I know I'm like...
Well, I mean, I feel like at all times you're running like a clinical study in your brain. And it's not in a gossipy or tearing
but
down
I'm like,
way.
Oh, I gotta chill.
But you're running a clinical study. So you gotta.
It's really annoying. But
I feel like a lot of people have gotten so off topic again, but people have gotten really annoyed at us for our interest in personality psychology.
Only a certain type of person.
I don't want to be put in a box.
Yeah.
I don't like the Enneagram. I don't like this. I don't like MBTI because I don't want to be put in a box. And people are not the same. And you can't categorize them.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? That is a very valid point of view that I just don't relate to. So, just saying.
I mean, I get it.
If someone's like that, that is totally their power.
We don't really try to...
But I think we don't really get along with people because that's like such a thing we talk about a lot.
Because we like to break things down and analyze them in depth. And that person's like, nope, there's no depth to analyze.
We'll analyze one aspect of personality psychology for probably 2 to 3 years.
Because it's interesting to us. We're just really interested in it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder what causes this thing, or I wonder if this is connected to this. And then we just wonder
for a while. It's not because you're trying to put people in a box. It's because you're trying to understand intention and... human behavior. Like,
why are we obsessed with
that? I just don't
naturally understand at all, so I'm just trying really hard to understand.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing about just talking about people is making me think about the way we talk about people, and I'm like, there's so many facets to it.
There really are.
I just took it very off topic of red flags.
Okay, let's get a couple more red flags.
Okay,
in.
I would say one that I've experienced is really flaky.
Oh, I was going to say that.
To go off of a gut vibe if someone's going to come to something or not, and they're not going to tell you whether or not they're going to come, and then they drop off the face of the earth for 2 days after they don't show up.
Oh, my.
It's
how many
not
chances?
The best.
Do you have?
Years.
One.
Oh.
I'm bad. I give two.
Yeah, after two, I'm like, you're never going to show up.
Maybe it was a fluke. And the second time, I'm like, this is a pattern.
Because I genuinely have friends where I think, I've had friends where I think they are genuinely such a good person, but I cannot count on them for anything.
Yes, and it's so sad. Because
you want to hang out
when we hang out, it's so great. Like, we have such good conversations, great time, but you never get to hang out because they're always like, ooh, disappeared, lost in the wind.
And you
that's
feel
so
like
true.
A crazy
it's so
person.
Sad. Why are a lot of those people so fun?
Well,
and
I love,
great to hang out with.
I think
like
problem,
I'm thinking of one, and she's so amazing to hang out with.
Yes, they're so like nice and like.
I think a problem is they're afraid to say no in the first place. Because like, if you can't hang out, don't say that you can. You know, like,
I think they really want to, and they're like, oh, I have this like 10 million things that day, but like I'm sure
well,
I can squeeze it
a lot why going you can't on normally. Just say that you can't when you can't.
Because they are afraid of letting
you down. When
it's
coming down, when the like, time has come.
I think it's like too much conflict.
It's a huge fear.
But yeah. Something's like letting you down even
and
worse.
I get it.
Makes it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is
it's
a,
really
a subtle
hard.
Red flag.
Because it really wears you down, and it's not like good
That's
for
horrible.
Your soul.
I can't do it.
And it's just so sad because they're some of the best people. Oh, so upset. Ugh.
Okay. This is not really necessarily a red flag, but it is to me personally. It might not be to someone else, but it is to me.
Oh, I'm interested.
Which this is just like you get to know certain people are not going to be good friends for you, not because they're necessarily like a bad person, but because you're just not meshing.
Not a good match.
So like a red flag in that sense to me is people that like want to go out and do things and spend money all the time. And like, I don't want to do that. We cannot, like, this is not going to work if you're like, oh, we got to go like to the grand opening or whatever.
To the
like,
Grammys.
I don't care
I
about the grand opening or like the street fair. I
oh
don't want to go. I don't
street
care.
Fair?
And if you can't just like sit home and hang out, like that's what I like to do. So it's like, that's a red flag for me. Not like people that like to go out and do stuff, but that's all they like to do. And they don't like to like chill. I'm like, this is not going to work.
That's so,
not
that's a great
work.
Point.
We've talked about that before, how there's kind of like two types of people basically when it comes to that. And it's like people who really like to do all the stuff
things.
And they really like to be out there and be at all of the grand openings, and then people who are like, no, I would rather die. I would rather, actually, no, most of the time I'd rather die, but every once in a while I'll be like, okay, I would rather not do that.
I have a theory on that. I think it might be, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think when people only want to hang out if it's like this grand event, it's because they are afraid of being vulnerable.
You're
because
so right.
When you're just at home in your sweats,
that is a lot more vulnerable.
And you guys are just like talking and like making food, that is like not a glamorous version of you, and you're mm-hmm. probably going to be more susceptible to talking about personal things. So I think, I don't know, I could be wrong on that. That could just be a generalization.
If you're like in a restaurant or in a crowd or
it's
just
more
doing
just like
something more
fun, light, like, oh, how's work? Oh, it's great. Yeah, how's
like
your
if you
work?
Only want to do that.
Yeah.
Not if you just
which
do that.
Which is nothing
period.
Wrong
yeah.
with going.
Because yeah, there's some people that love to go to the grand opening, this and that, but they also like to hang
yeah.
out.
It's both. I like
yes.
to go to the grand opening sometimes.
Yes,
you know,
yes
the grand
I'm thinking
opening.
Of something
like a concert. I want to go to a
I'm
concert.
I'm thinking of someone specific, and she loves to do every grand opening thing, but on like the drive there, she'll have like deep, really great conversations.
That also
yeah. And she
like
really
me.
Likes both.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, yeah.
So
that's
someone,
not what I'm talking about.
Someone who only yes. wants to do that and they absolutely grand open. They absolutely don't just want to hang out and just chill.
Guys, I think of this
yeah,
person
that
just
shows
up
me.
To all these ribbon cuttings. They're like, here, to cut the ribbon. Hopefully you understand what we're saying.
Also, I would say someone that is just genuinely disrespectful. And I think a lot of people don't understand, like, how
what
they should
is.
Be treated and what is respectful and what is
true.
Not respectful.
What's like an example
like
of that?
Just someone who doesn't respect your boundaries. They don't respect your time. They don't respect your things.
Like
anything.
Kind of pushy.
Yeah, they're pushy. That you feel forced into a lot of things.
Like you constantly have to be repeating things or reminding of things or defending yourself
yeah.
all the time. It's like, wait, why do I have to constantly do this? Why are they constantly pushing
yeah.
everything?
Or if they like are making fun of you a lot. I'm just real passionate
oh,
about not making fun of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I will cry.
Is this like when people, I've seen this happen in people's relation, like marriage / dating relationships, where like one person's telling a story and the other person's like, that didn't happen. No, it didn't. No, it was on
a
Tuesday. No, it was a purple shirt. What are you talking about? You made that up. They literally are acting like this person is insane. And that is your partner. Why are you talking to your partner like that?
Yeah.
If you think they're crazy, why did you marry them? Or why are you dating them? Or why are you in a friendship with them? Like, if you genuinely think this person is out of their mind and has a false sense of reality, why are you in a relationship with them or in a friendship with them? Like, that's just
true.
Always blows my mind. I'm just sit there and I'm like, if you really don't like them that much or don't respect them, why are you around them?
I was talking about this exact thing before, how Nick kind of does not the correcting thing. He kind of does embellishing his story sometimes, you know, but so do I. And he never calls me out on embellishing anything. So, you know, I was like,
wait,
okay.
What's an example of how you would embellish?
Just like making it a little more dramatic.
A little more
not
dramatic.
Not like a really dramatic, not like a
like
huge
my
embellishment.
Jaw dropped. It's like, did it?
Yeah, just making it a little
I was
heightened.
Down to my last pair of underwear. Really, I had three left. Okay.
Yeah, okay, like that. Not like
I needed to do laundry. every right now. I'm gonna explode.
Okay. Like that. Not like then I went to Jamaica when I really didn't go anywhere. Not that.
But that's I'm just saying, that's a flat out lie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying just like the underwear thing, basically.
Okay. It's just dramatic.
Just adding some spice.
It made me realize, you know, Nick doesn't call me out if I'm being really dramatic. So if he's being dramatic in a story, you know, embellishing, I'm just like,
You're like, hadn't eaten all day. But interesting, it was like 4 hours ago.
It's different from what I saw, but, you know,
okay.
Just go for it.
Do you say that?
Live your life. No, I don't say it. I just think it and I go.
That's an interesting perspective. Different than what I would say. Just go for
it. Because I'm like, you know, sometimes I do that. It's okay, whatever. Not the worst thing.
I do it too, honestly. Who doesn't?
I'm just trying to support him in his storytelling. I'm like, Interesting.
That's funny.
Okay.
I think I can just make any detail really dramatic in the way that I say it, so I'm pretty true to details.
It's like the delivery.
You don't say.
Whoa!
That's a not-so-subtle red flag, though, is actual lying.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Especially when people lie all the time and say, I'm a really honest person.
No!
Oh, my gosh. It's so
People don't have to make qualifying statements about themselves.
Our brother says that that's a red flag when someone says, to be honest all the time, or honestly, or I'm really honest person, stuff like that. He says he finds that a lot of lying, scammy type of people tend to do that a lot. Not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people.
Well, if you have to qualify yourself, like, oh, yeah, I'm really honest. Oh, I'm a really good guy.
Yeah,
really
we used to say that guys that have to say they're a good guy are not a good guy.
They're not.
Because good guys just be a good guy without having to, like, tell you that they are. And exactly. I feel like that applies to friends, too. It's like, you don't have to say all your qualities. You just be them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great place to end the segment, and we can move on to Sister Spotlight. Ooh. I don't know if you guys guess who it would be this week, but Sister Spotlight,
we put the spotlight on
a different sister every week. We have Get Real with Christina, Sassy or Sappy Thoughts with Kath, Lisa's Corner, is that what we're calling it?
Yep.
I keep forgetting.
Lisa's Wacky Corner.
Amy's Current Crisis, and Lauren's Take. And this week, the Spotlight.
I'm getting kinda dizzy.
Goes Sappy Thoughts with Kat.
Yeehaw!
Hey guys.
Well, you don't have the shawl, do you?
Welcome.
Oh, the sappiest one.
It's okay. Well, we're telling the jacket's a shawl.
No, it's okay.
Oh, there's a towel.
I have a
towel.
No,
it's okay. I don't need a towel.
Because, like, I will not be putting a
towel to be sappy
on me.
Okay.
I forgot I do have a nursing cover that I could have used as a shawl, but oh well. Okay, so today's topic is inspired by real life events, and I wanted to call it It's Okay to Cry.
Oh my gosh. This is very Kath.
I cried in front of a stranger today.
What? Okay.
Yeah, so
I feel like I've never done that.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little quick story.
Like our concerts, but that
doesn't really count. My topic. So I went to a workout class this morning.
Oh.
And
He's
laughing already. And it was really hard. And I felt like I was going to puke. And afterwards, the instructor was like, do you want me to give you some modifications? And I was like, she thinks I'm horrible. So she started. So this is like everyone had left. It was just me and her, luckily. But I still did not know this person. I've never met her. I didn't know her from Adam or Sam or whatever they say.
A teacher
from Adam or Sam. So she told me aside and she's like, here's some modifications. And I was like, it's so hard. And I was like, I used to be so much more like able to do these exercises, like fit, and now I can't do anything. And I felt like I was going to puke. She was like, it's okay. She gave me a hug. She's like, don't worry. I understand. I was postpartum too. So when I was driving away, I was still crying. And I was like, you know what, Kath? It's okay to cry. And I thought about it and I was like, crying does not make you weak.
Yeah.
And amen.
And yeah, it is embarrassing to cry in front of someone you don't know. I hate that.
Kat, I guarantee you, you're not the first person to cry in front of her after
class.
Sounds like she really likes to comfort people and it comes out of them.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sounds like she knows.
She was like, oh, I've been where you are. I get it. So
she's like, I know
like
this.
Like whenever I'm in court and the judge is like, someone always cries.
Yeah. It
was very common.
I just want to say, I try so hard not to cry. Like, I'll just be like,
aww.
I'm like flexing my cry muscles, trying to hold it in.
Oh, Kathy.
But I just wanted to say to anyone that's cried in front of someone that you don't know or just in public and you felt embarrassed, I just want to say it's okay. And then I'm with you. And I wanted to share something about crying that I learned that is just sort of a good thought. So this is from Healthline article. Can't take the credit. There's three types of tears. There's reflex tears, continue. No, seriously, this has a point, I promise. Reflex tears, continuous tears, and emotional tears. Reflex tears are like when smoke or dust gets in your eye and you start blinking and you just
when you tear have contacts.
Right. Continuous tears lubricate your eyes and protect them from infections. That's like when your eyes are wet in general. But emotional tears, ooh, this is so cool. Emotion, it really is. Emotional tears, they say, may have many health benefits. Whereas continuous tears contain 98% water, emotional tears contain stress hormones and other toxins. Researchers have theorized that crying flushes these things out of your system, though more research is needed in this area.
Oh, wow.
So I just wanted to share that with you in case you feel like, because I feel like some people have been shamed for crying by their, you know, families.
That's such a thing, especially as boys. A man.
When
you're a boy, mom.
I was like, I have two sons.
Like, let it out, bear.
The thought
let
of them being shamed for crying, I just.
And I'm like, no one better ever.
My inner Viking just comes out.
I know.
I just want to rescue them from any pain. But, you know, I can't do that. Everyone's got to feel their own pain. But anyway, I just wanted to say that there is a point to crying. That's why I shared that little factoid. Because crying has a purpose. And it does help it physically helps your body lighten the load. Mm. And it helps you to feel better. And you're not weak if you cry. And you're not embarrassing or embarrassed.
Yeah, Kat, I cry so, like all the time.
That's
it's fine.
My unorganized but short sappy thoughts of Kathy. I said sass though.
Kat, that was really nice.
So yeah, it's okay sappy. To cry.
I appreciated it, Kat.
Thank
for
you.
Your contribution.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, that's all we have for you today. Once again, if you want to check out, I guess, the last and the coming one that I mentioned, those are both, right? Am I saying that right? Those are both Patreon only?
Yeah.
Yes, I said it right. Those two episodes I mentioned at the beginning, both Patreon only. Join, link in the description. Check it out. Try it for a month. See if you like it. There's so many podcast episodes in there. So if you're a podcast stan, you will love our Patreon. We'll see you guys in the next episode on Patreon or the next episode on YouTube. Bye.
You've
been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.